This is Leo Mazzolini bringing us our national headlines for this week.
Environmental watchdog says the Liberal government is ignoring the public's right to be a part of the development of green policies. Environmental Commissioner Gord Miller announces his concern about the lack of interest being shown to the Environmental Bill of Rights on Wednesday, September 19th. Miller adds several ministries are turning a blind eye to the requirements of the law and developing unrealistic plans, policies, and programs without properly notifying or consulting Canadians. Miller specifically accuses the Ministry of Natural Resources for beating around the bush when it comes to obligations and should be pegged as a chronic offender. Miller also says the Ministry of Energy didn't post a full proposal notice on the Environmental Registry when it announced a review of its feed-in tariff program for green energy projects. Miller concludes members of the public service are ignoring the responsibility to support and implement the will of democracy. Atmospheric scientists from around the world are pleading Environment Canada to put a stop to what they believe would compromise ozone and radiation monitoring by putting it into the hands of an IT expert. On the eve of the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Montreal Protocol on Saturday, September 15th, scientists say that they're astounded to learn about the budget cuts and staffing changes made by the government. The protocol is an international treaty to reduce the ozone-depleting pollution in the atmosphere, and now the new person in charge of monitoring the air comes from an IT background. German atmospheric scientist Mark Weber says the IT professional is not qualified for the job because he needs to have a much stronger scientific standing. Weber and other scientists learned about staffing changes during the meeting about the ozone and ultraviolet radiation data center with Environment Canada officials at a recent conference in Toronto. Legislation surrounding endangered species is about to get revamped this fall. Environment Minister Peter Kent says he wants to spend the next few months making the Species at Risk Act more efficient. In particular, he wants the recovery plans in the legislation to consider whole ecosystems rather than just certain species. Kent adds that he's already made progress with wildlife experts and legal advisors about eliminating the weaknesses of the existing legislation, which was established by the former Liberal government in 2002. The existing law is meant to develop plans that protect animals such as grizzly bears, timber rattlesnakes, woodland caribou, whales, whooping cranes, screech owls, and many others. But an analysis done by several environmental groups argued that the federal government has been slow in putting animals on the list, developing recovery plans, and implementing those plans to protect habitat and restore fragile animal populations. And that's all for the national news. I'm Leah Mazzolini.